Donald Trump got some firsthand experience today presiding over a meeting of the UN Security Council on the agenda, weapons of mass destruction. And as he's done before, Trump singled out Iran. He accused the Iranian government of procuring and proliferating material that could be used for dangerous weapons. And he once again disparaged the nuclear deal with Iran signed by the Obama administration. Trump also used the meeting to point the finger at China.
Regrettably, we found that China has been attempting to interfere in our upcoming 2018 election, coming up in November, against my administration. They do not want me or us to win because I am the first president ever to challenge China on trade. And we are winning on trade. We are winning at every level.
Later in the day, Trump took to Twitter, where he mentioned a four-page advertisement that ran on Sunday in the Des Moines Register, paid for by the state-run China Daily. China's foreign minister today rejected Trump's accusations, saying that China has always followed the principle of non-interference in other countries' domestic affairs. Fred Kaplan is a national security columnist for Slate and author of Dark Territory, The Secret History of Cyber War. I asked him if the allegation was credible or whether it had come out of the blue.
It's nothing I've ever heard about before. And yes, you're right, it's completely out of the blue. He was at the UN Security Council session dealing with weapons of mass destruction and non-proliferation. He was this year's chairman of this. And then all of a sudden, he said, China is going to interfere in the 2018 election against my administration.
Help us understand that, because Trump obviously is not running for president in 2018. He's also said this is to defeat him personally. What's he talking
about? Right. Well, you know, both Trump and the Democrats are treating this election as a referendum on Trump. So if the Democrats regained control of the House and the Senate, this would be quite a blow to Trump's power, prestige, credibility. And so he's setting up a scenario in advance so that he can say that if the Democrats win, it's rigged. It was a phony election. It was all, you know, jiggered by the Chinese.
So, Fred, you've heard absolutely no chatter from the intelligence community about China trying to rig the U.S. election somehow.
No, I really haven't. It doesn't mean that it's not out there someplace, but It's still just a very strange thing.
All right. Let's just say Donald Trump has some intel on China that the rest of us don't know about. Just in the cyber community, how much has China been a concern when it comes to hacking and trolling and these influence
campaigns? China is the world's foremost hacker. There's no doubt about it. They've been hacking incessantly for about 20 years now. What they hack into mainly are to get industrial secrets, especially military industrial secrets. They've hacked into the records of all federal employees, basically looking for Chinese Americans that they might be able to blackmail into spying for them. They've hacked into critical infrastructure. They've hacked into military sites. I am not aware of any information that they have hacked into anything to do with things like voting rolls, voting machines, anything to do with elections. Not to say that they couldn't if that's what they wanted to do, but I've not seen even any suggestion that this is anything that anybody's particularly worried about. And you know, it's kind of ironic, given that every U.S. intelligence agency and the FBI and even Trump's own vice president and cabinet officers have conceded that the Russians absolutely meddled in our 2016 presidential election, which may very well have given the edge to President Trump. So to start inveighing against the Chinese over something that at this point is completely hypothetical, while saying nothing about Russia's actual meddling, nor did he say anything about Russia whatsoever.
Fred Kaplan, the author of Dark Territory, thank you very much. Good to speak with you.
Thank you.